avoid each other. Well, the information is accurate. Do you want to think about what response you want to see say on, and then drive your license while you avoid each other?
Above Crack, how can I help you?
Hey, is Vong there?
Yeah, this is Vong.
Hey, Vong, this is Megan with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Hey, Megan. I'm good. If you have good news, I'm good.
No news yet, but I got your application package. I'm just getting everything filled out and sent in here. But I just had a few more questions.
Okay.
As far as the ownership goes, is Vin, is that your...
That's my brother.
Brother?
Yeah.
Are you guys 50-50% ownership?
Because
your application said 20 and your tax return said 50-50.
So he's sharing the tax 50 because I don't take that much money out and he does. So he's, that's where, you know, but I actually have 80% on record because of how much equity I have in the business on the balance sheet. So tax-wise, he's paying half of it because of an agreement. But as far as ownership wise, I actually own 80% of it. Me and my wife does.
Okay.
And if you need something where I can write that off, she can sign off on it.
Okay. I'll have to ask underwriting about that, how they would want us to handle it.
If he has to be on the application, that's fine too. I mean, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Does he have good credit, or do you know?
I think he's a little bit lower than mine.
A little bit lower than yours? Okay.
Yeah.
For the working capital program, we shouldn't have to put him on the application. If it's low and it'll kind of drag you down, we could not. But it is better to show a higher percentage of ownership. As far as for the equipment, we will have to show 100% ownership. So
we would 100%?
Have to, yeah. So,
wow. Okay.
Yeah. So,
both of us have to sign on it.
Yeah, exactly. So, I would have to send you out a slightly different application, but I've already like pre-filled it all in, and just have you and him sign on it.
Okay.
I think for the equipment, just because it might be easier. Unless you have some objection to it, but the equipment app asks for percentage of ownership, right? And your tax return shows that it's 50-50, so I kind of just want to put 50-50 if it doesn't matter to you guys at all.
No, it doesn't.
I'll just do that then, and then so all you have to do is both of you guys sign it. Do you have a home phone number for him?
I can give him, he uses a cell phone, 925-408-6437.
6437, okay. And let's see if there's missing any other phones. So then the other thing was that the equipment quote that you gave me, you sent me two of page two and none of page three. So
the page three is actually, don't worry about it, because page three just shows like who gave me the quote and stuff like that. So it's not, no information on it.
Okay. Do you have like the vendor contact name and the phone number? Because we're going to need to put that on that equipment application.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's where the third page comes in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I was looking at the top and the header and I'm like, that's kind of weird. I've never seen an equipment quote that didn't say that stuff.
Well, it came with the problem was it came with a whole packet and I just tore out the piece with the quote.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was like this whole nice binded thing. So I just tore it off and scanned it. So
yeah.
I'll get you a third page though of all the contacts that the person that gave it to me and all that stuff.
Okay, sounds good. So I'll email you this application right now. Is your brother around? Do you think you can get that back to me?
Yeah, he's here. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he works here.
Okay, cool. I didn't know if it was like a silent partner who's like in Cabo or something. Yeah. You never know.
No. I hear you. No, he's the main mechanic.
Oh, okay.
He's the senior mechanic. He does the mechanic side. I do the business side. That's how it works.
Oh, I see. So you guys have both been there 4 years, right, with the company?
Yeah, the whole time.
Okay. And so I'll get this application over to you. You can get back to me. We'll submit you for equipment first. I don't know if I talked to you about this yesterday. And then we'll do working capital after that, if that's fine with you.
Yeah, you were saying it's better to go with, doing the equipment first, so that way
right.
It looks better, and then go for
yeah,
the
it'll
capital.
Help with like
that's
pricing.
That's not a problem.
Okay. As far as the working capital, once we start working on that, we'll need the original loan agreements for both of those. Working capital
okay.
loans, if you have that paperwork
okay.
still.
I should be able to get it. I should be able to get it.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
The last thing is that I'll have to kind of justify the equipment purchase to underwriting. Did you know, I know it's like alignment equipment, you're going to be, you know, that's a new service that you're going to be providing, but do you know at all how that's going to affect your business? Do you think it's going to increase?
I have a graph that they gave me, which shows like what the investment shows and how it's going to be, paid off.
Mm-hmm.
And I can send that to you. It's kind of like they analyze it for me and show me, how it's going to work to get this machine paid off, which is very reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
It's by itself. Basically, alignment is, if it's misaligned, there's other parts that's going to be needed sometime on top of that alignment. So like, let's just say if the alignment's off, that means that there are certain parts that might have been worn out, like say ball joints or struts,
mm-hmm.
that throws off the alignment and it can't be corrected without replacing them. So it's an add out. It's kind of like it helps us to find out why it's misaligned, and we can service other services off of that. And the machine itself, can actually, for every car that drives in when we do the oil change or anything like that, it instantly recognizes if the car is off alignment. So that's an instant service that we can provide for the customer.
Okay, I see.
But it's like a whole packet that tells me, shows the whole thing. I don't know if you want all the pages, but it's something. If you guys want me to send it over, I can. It's just a lot of pages. Maybe.
Yeah, I think I'll probably drown in all that information. But.
Yeah. Exactly. So.
I'm not really trying to review that much of it, but do you know? Is there like a dollar amount you think that this will increase your business by a certain amount
yes.
of revenue? What do you think
yes.
that is?
I'll give. I can send that over to you. He shows the whole.
In there.
Yeah, it's dollars. It shows the amount that shows how much revenue I can get depending on how much I'm going to charge per customer.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what it shows. And you can just look at it. If you need me to establish an amount, I can, tell you over the phone what the increase would be, once you look
yeah.
at it, if you think
okay,
you need, like,
I'll
sufficient
check it
amount.
Out and everything and see what it says. I was just wondering if you had kind of figured, like, it would probably increase your business by 20% or by a certain amount of dollars.
Well, let's just figure, yeah, okay. Let's just figure, okay, let's say I'm going to charge $90 per alignment for four-wheel all the way around. If I could get one or two a day, you can do the math from there.
Mm-hmm.
So if I do, most likely our goal is to do like, at least five a day. Five a day, that's $450 a day. Times that by 25, 26 days a month. And then for the rest of the year. So that's how much is going to increase, just alignment alone. That's not counting extra services.
Like extra services and parts.
Extra
yeah.
stuff that might be needed. If it can't be aligned because of certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Because alignment is important, just so I kind of, if you want to explain them, is that it's always needed when you do tires. Because there always seems to be like, after you do the balance of balancing of the tires when you get new tires, the alignment, if the car's not aligned, then your tires wear out unevenly, and it causes pools, left or right, or a little shaking because it's out of alignment.
Mm-hmm. So
it is,
you guys,
it is a necessary service,
yeah,
all the
definitely.
Time.
So do you guys not sell tires now and do like?
That's what we're doing. Yeah. So we're actually doing tires. We're going to do tires and alignment. That's our new service that we're going to put in. I have the other equipment already, the tire machine and the balancing machine. I just need the alignment rack, which is totally expensive. It's a state-of-the-art equipment. That's why it's expensive. It's like the best out there right now.
Okay. So have you been mounting and doing the tires already? But this
not
alignment
yet.
Thing? Okay. So that will be a whole nother revenue stream as well, right?
Yes, that is. That is. Okay. Yeah, you can tell them that too.
Okay. Yeah, that's really cool.
But I don't want to do one or the other. I got to do, we like to do the whole package. So
right.
Somehow I'm going to get alignment rack with you guys or without you guys. So.
Yeah, I just like to be able to say, they're doing this much in business and they're going to be adding tires and mounting and balancing and alignment, and it's going to grow the business.
Yep.
That's how we just kind of justify it. So I wanted to
just
fully understand.
And there's and just so you can tell them, say, hey, there's tire shops only. Tire shops only, that's just one service, tire shops and alignment. That's all they do. So imagine telling them we're adding that on top of our service that we already have.
Yeah. Yeah, and then if something is out of alignment, then you guys can fix that as well. Sounds cool.
Suspension, yeah. Front suspension, Majority of the time it's suspension issues.
Okay.
All right.
All right, awesome. So I'll get this application over to you and then sign it and get it back to me, and I'll get you an answer pretty soon here.
Okay, thanks, Megan.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.